Two bros? What the fuck? Let's start this podcast. Nobody in this game work as hard as me. I'm the best chick this world has ever seen. And I'm making that green, cause I'm the queen, queen, yeah. Welcome to the Cheating Vegan Podcast. It is your girl, Nicole, and I am here with my co-host. Well, I hope he's still my co-host. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. You forgive me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got me. You got me. It was a great joke. It was a great prank. You got me. You... And everyone who helped you with your prank, yeah, everyone got me. Okay.
Well, nobody was in on it but me. I'm the one who said it was a prank. I'm the one who told Simone to be aggressive. And I told Venus I was going to be aggressive with you. And I told you that it was going to be aggressive women towards you during this episode. So everybody was warned about aggression. They just didn't realize I was going to be aggressor.
You got me. You definitely. And I didn't know it was a prank, which made the prank even better.
Of course not. It was so funny. Like, I've gotten so many people DMing me like, well, if Kyle doesn't want to share his seasoned man meet with you, I will. I was like, oh my God. It was hilarious.
Go for it. Just go for it.
Go really?
And share your seasoned man meat.
Whatever. I don't have man meat. You're the one with the man meat, sweetheart.
Oh my God. That was, you got me. All right. You got me. I'm a great sport. I have a great sense of humor. I can laugh at myself. I don't take myself very seriously. So when someone gets me, I tip my cap to them. I say, great job, dog. You got me. And this was one of those times where I tip my cap and say, great job, dog. You got me.
Well, anyone who has not listened to the episode Wholesome, it is now a drinking game. Every time Kyle says, what the fuck? Or I'm hanging up. Or
jeez.
My mom is listening. Take a shot. And if you do that, you will totally be completely wasted by the end of the episode.
How many times did I say it? Like,
you said what the fuck about 67 times.
Oh, God.
Like, it was so funny because it was really hard for me. And it was just like, and I was cringing.
I was so uncomfortable, dog. I was so uncomfortable. I just was,
really,
what is going on?
Really?
What is happening?
Really? Yeah. But with you and Dad telling me, oh, I'm going to put my finger, like, they're going to put a $20 bill in my finger and give it to a stripper, and the stripper's gonna make it disappear. That was cringy for me. When he asked me, was I a squirter? That was very extremely, I cut the interview short. So, and you
thank
laughed.
You for coming, Ben. Good night.
Yeah, I mean, because you told, I mean, you were just laughing at me. You called me, you said I was dirty.
I was laughing at that. I was not laughing at you.
Oh,
that
enjoyed
took
it.
That, he ran with it. I said, go on, brother. They.
No, because you know what? Remember when you said, you know what the, you know what she's going to say to the stripper and the things that you were saying that either what the stripper was going to say about choking on a body part or are you going to eat a certain body part? That was all on you. That was all on you. Hey, you were a bad guy that episode.
I do not recall.
Well, that's why we have recordings.
There you have it, guys.
Because you, I know you tried to be all sweet and innocent the last episode when I was getting at you, but you can be pretty raunchy yourself. So there you go.
All my comments are like PG-13.
Oh my God. You said suck my dick and choke on a dick. Those are your words with that.
It was taken out of context.
How
what
can
does,
you?
What does Trump call it? That's locker room talk. That's not real talk. Trump didn't say worse shit, and he said it's locker room talk. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Okay, so, but when I tell you, can I ask you, can I sit on your face? That's something?
The president of the United States is on camera saying, grab him by the pussy. And then he said, it doesn't mean anything. And half of America said, that's just how guys talk. It means nothing. So for the once in my lifetime, I'm rolling with Trump on this one. I'm rolling with Donald J.
Wow. You hear that, listeners? Wow, Colin. I would never think you'd say that.
Seriously, my mom will kill me when she hears that shit. Like, my mom.
Hey, Miss Joy. I'll see you soon.
My mom will go all the way in.
Miss Joy doesn't like Trump.
No.
I don't think. I don't know too many black mamas that like Trump, okay?
No, my mom, she's black as fuck. She mean like...
Is she like, really? Wait a minute, I was about to say, you got a yellow mama.
Oh, yeah, my mom's high yellow, but she's black as the street. She's black as the street.
Oh, my God. So all of y'all yellow as hell. Like, when I saw your brother's picture, I was like, look at these yellow-ass people.
Yeah. And people always ask, like, what you mix with? I'm like, nothing.
Well, you know, people ask me that too. And I always tell them, I'm like, my mom is black. My father's absent. Therefore, it makes me a whore. That's what I tell them. That's what I tell them. Because I'm not mixed with anything. My father's black. My mother's black. You know, my father has green eyes. You know what I'm saying? My mother's father has, you know, green eyes. So hence I have green eyes. It's all good.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. But I actually was telling the truth during the pranking phase. So on Monday, I went to the GYN. You know, it was so funny because I went to the doctor. Do you know the first thing she asked me? She was like, hey.
Are you having sex?
Well, they knew that wasn't happening. They knew. And I clearly know. And so she says, well, in the future, we're sure you're going to have it. So we should freeze your eggs because you're old now. Yeah, and I saw Dr. Slaughter, by the way, just so you know, I saw Dr. Slaughter, and I was like, I don't want any more kids. My kid is 16, and she was like, well, you never know. You may get with a young man and want to have kids. Can you imagine, Kyle, just wanting, a woman my age wanting to have kids at 47? Can you imagine having another child in 4 years?
Didn't Janet Jackson have her kid, like, mad late? Like...
But she didn't have any others. I already have a kid. So why would I, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm just saying it's possible. Like, I think some people.
Do you, though? Would you want, like, in 4 years, after you know your kids are going to be good and grown then, would you want to have a baby and start all over?
I love babies. I love children. I love kids. But no, at this part of my life, I'm all about being, like, just able to go with the wind. I love just being spontaneous.
Me too. I'm with you. And once my kid is older, it's gonna be on and popping. And so she was just like, then why do you want this IUD in? And I'm like, it's just like car insurance. I don't plan to get in a wreck, but hey, I'm covered. So that's how I feel about the IUD. You know what I'm saying? So let's put this bad boy in. So I can open for business.
You always want to be prepared than unprepared.
Exactly. And, you know, and I had it when I was celibate for a long period of time of the 6 years. So, and I'm for it. So she's like, okay, you sure you don't want to freeze those eggs though? And for anybody who's listening, if you want to freeze your eggs, it's $5,000. And it's just
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's not that much. And then 200 to store them. So just so you 40 and older ladies who don't have any babies, go ahead and freeze those eggs. I'm not talking about the regular eggs at the grocery store. I mean, if they want to have kids, I'm just saying. Like, if you meet you another lady older later on and she doesn't have any kids, she may want to put, you know, you put a baby in her. And then
let
she
me
can
tell
get
you,
eggs.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Women that are very young and very old love me. Okay. Not necessarily in my age group, but like women that I'm not attracted to at all, like young women and really old women, I knock it out the park every fucking time. Okay. But someone my age, they'd be like,
Well, I'm your age and you rejected me.
Don't start this shit, man.
Oh, God, I tried to give it to you. but no, so yeah, well, I don't believe that, Kyle. You're very handsome. And so, you know, so she's like, you sure you want to put this IUD in? You're not having sex, you know, because this is what happened. And ladies, please listen to this. Due to the fact that I am celibate and I did have my pap last year, clearly I'm clean. I don't have any diseases. They told me I didn't have to have another pap for 3 years because I passed all the tests. And, you know, so the only reason I was really there was to go ahead and put the IUD in me. So she goes in and, you know, they do the whole breast exam.
Hold on. So was your pussy pap ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. No, it wasn't. No. You mean no.
That's just a shout out to my favorite like Twitter video ever from her name is Don't Call Me a White Girl or something. And she had a video where she was saying, how you know this pussy's pap ready? Because they wanted to like give her an on the spot pap. And she wasn't like, I guess, shaved.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get waxed. And no.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, I wasn't ready. Okay, I will tell you that. And I was like, fuck it. She sees vagina all day long. So, yeah, no, because to be honest with you, I'm getting waxed next Tuesday.
We don't care. No one cares what you're doing because this is the equivalent of you buying the biggest and baddest sports car in the world with the best engine, investing all this money into it.
That's so
and
weird.
Then you say, oh, I'm never taking it out and driving it. I just have it just to have it. No, sit your celibate ass in the corner. Nobody wants to know what you're doing with your.
Well, when I tried not to be celibate, I was trying to show you. So there you go. And so, you got to shush on that now. So the point, yeah. So because I had already been waxed, but you know, it's growing in. So my waxing was supposed to be for the New Orleans trip. So I'll be getting waxed next week. And I don't really get waxed. I really get sugared. And it doesn't hurt, ladies. So if you ever want to try it and be hairless, do sugaring. And I mean, they do your behind and everything. Have you ever been waxed?
Me?
Yeah. Have you ever been waxed?
Oh, shit. I thought it was another caller in here. So no, I was like, wait, no, who the you, fuck is she
have
asking?
Have you ever been waxed?
No. God, no.
Really? No. Like, they do it like everything. Like, you know, they'll tell you to spread them, like your cheeks, spread them. Like, people always think that it's just the, you know, the front part. No, they tell you to spread them and they do it all over. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're waxing everything down.
You mean the crack of your ass?
Yes. Yeah, I have to spread them.
So you have
them.
A hairy ass?
No, but you, like,
you
in between
to, like,
it,
you,
no, not,
part
not,
your
yeah,
ass
you part it.
Take a shit?
Yeah, oh, no, God. No, you part it and then they put wax in between your ass and then they take the hair out.
Oh, my God, on your actual
yeah,
ass?
Yeah, on my asshole. Yeah. That's always, that always gets done for every woman. Every woman, they do that too. Yeah. So they put the wax in between your behind and they wax it, but they wax your front first and then they wax in between the cheeks. Yeah. You've never been waxed? I mean, but you've had anal. So the chick that doesn't have anything there, she's been waxed. Come on. Like we're not high schoolers. Like you're an experienced man with ass and front and all that. So you already know it's all good. Stop!
You trying to make me out to be an anal holic or something now?
No, like, but I'm just saying.
It was one time.
You said you were all up in there. Remember, you said you tore that ass up. So you know, I'm just saying. So
I never said anything.
Well,
like that.
I could tell you.
I
that
was crying while I was doing it. So
you
were
not.
Like,
I would die if somebody cried having sex with me. Oh my God. So no. But like, yeah, you spread your. They tell you to spread your cheeks, and sometimes they'll if you're on your back. They'll lift your legs up and go in there. But yeah, like for me, it's usually very, but like I said, I'm due for one next week before the trip. Y'all, I will still be going. Kyle can't go due to the fact that due to the quarantine, they won't let him. They'll make him quarantine for 14 days because we really were going to have so much fun and he was going to be able to see my ass crack being clean. and I could have showed you. But yeah, he's stuck. He's stuck because he could have come to New Orleans, but when he came back, he would have had to be quarantined for 14 days. But I am getting off of the story. So immediately, you know, she's looking or whatever, and she immediately, she's like, oh, Nicole, your belly. And I was like, yeah, like ever since I got 40, I turned 40, like I had got like a belly and I don't know where it came from. Like, you know, I'm really big in walking and all this other stuff. But like, I just thought it took longer to lose weight. So I was just like, yeah, I'm working on it. And then she told me, she was like, that's not your belly. It's something going on, right? And so I was like, bullshit. Like, no way. I was like, nah, this is food. This is tacos. Like, it's tacos. And she was like, no. So we had to do all these tests. Like, she, you know, and due to the fact that I'm in a medical field, I was able to get my stuff done immediately.
So you're pregnant?
What? There's only one Jesus, and Jesus is not coming. So, no, no. So this, ladies, I tell you to, regardless if you're not sexually active, please go get checked, because it is something wrong. And you know what I'm saying? So now I got to, you know, go through all the rigmarole and trying to get, you know, no, I have fibroids and I have cysts, and it's an issue, and it's affecting me. So please go. And if you have a belly, feel it. And if it's hard, that's not good. That means that something may be going on. So please check it out. I tell that story. I tell you my business because it is very scary. It is happening. And every woman in my family has had a hysterectomy but me, and I'm not willing to give them my lady parts. So, ladies, go get checked. You know, because, yeah, I don't want kids, but the fact that I have a possibility of not being able to have kids breaks my heart. So, ladies, go get checked out. Yeah, ladies, go get checked out. It's not a bummer. I'm just saying, you know, ladies, go get checked out. See, look at that. We're being health conscious. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put that in there because a lot of people are like, hey, I don't need to go. I'm not sexually active. No, please go get checked out.
So how are you feeling, like, mentally about the news?
It sucks. You know, I'm not happy about it, due to the fact that all my family members, I mean, that happens to a lot of African-American women with fibroids. They're big and they're huge and, you know, but like I had a cesarean, so what they could do is just go through the cut. But, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that. But Kyle, I will gladly let you know later. But like, you know, and hopefully there's other ways, because there's other ways to get these out of me and get things done without taking my ovaries and taking, you know, all that stuff. And so, but no, I'm just saying that for women to go get checked out. Your health is important regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just say this, right? Uh-huh. Just to bring a little bit of light to the COT podcast. Mm-hmm. My stories are great. My stories are like fun. They're filled with laughter and good times. Even when we set people on fire, my story, this is a happy ending.
Burning bitches.
You've told two stories. They are both horrible. Like, I don't know. Do you understand how this works? This is like...
It doesn't matter. Look, this is the thing. We are in a podcast. We share our lives. We share the good. We share the bad. And I always make it, when I tell a bad story, I tell it in the beginning of the podcast. And after that, it's like a bike ride. It's like going up and then we're going down the hill. So that was the bad part. And now we're about to have fun.
Can your next story involve goodness? That's all I'm saying. Can the next story be happy? Like,
well, are you giving me the D? Is that what's gonna happen?
Because your first story was the rapey story. Now I'm about to cry and shit. Like, I'm like, oh god.
Why, you were gonna put a baby in me?
Oh no.
Are you crying for our kids we could have had? I mean, it's all good. I say that because I care about people and I want them to go ahead and get checked, because I'm gonna be honest, Kyle, had I not, you know, wanted to get the IUD, I would never have known, and I would have thought that the pooch was normal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let's just look the history of the podcast, what people have learned so far.
Okay.
We've learned from Dana that porn shouldn't be consumed for more than 30 minutes a week.
Oh, God.
Anything more than that leads to gateway shit, which she never clarified, but porn, 30 minutes, you're straight.
Okay.
Fad taught us
how
to properly place money in strippers' asses.
That cannot be sanitary, but
okay. I taught people the pros and cons of candle wax.
Yes, you did.
You taught people never go on a first date overnight trip with rapey men. Look at that. next week, Nicole, your job is to have a good story. A good story. One with laughter and happiness and
Okay.
Well, maybe a little fornication or something.
I'm planning that. Remember, I told you I'm going to do Dana and Venus after we have sex. And then that will be a happy story laughing about your dick game. That's going to be amazing.
You're going to do Dana and Venus.
No, I'm going to have sex with you. And then I'm going to do a show with Dana and Venus. And then we'll laugh about your game and how you perform. You know what I'm saying?
30 minutes of porn a week.
That's... Right. But 45 minutes with you for positions.
Listen, that brings us.
Yeah, and he's going to be on the show tonight, y'all.
Right. Our esteemed guest is the author.
No, we're not ready. It's not time.
No, no, I'm just saying, today's guest just happens to be the author of that quote that you said 715 times.
Absolutely.
In the prank video. Absolutely. I was like, why does she keep saying this? Why?
It was hilarious. Everybody laughed. They thought it was... I did such a good job. Don't go there. You know I did a good job. You know I pranked the hell out of you, and I was funny, and I was sexual. I was a sexual Like, who do you want, Kyle? Do you want Nicole or you want Nikki? Who do you want in your life?
Man, please. I'm not entertaining this shit at all. Just...
Like, you know, who do you want? Do you want Nicole, who you've had all this time? Or do you want Nikki that pranked
Nicole.
You?
Nicole. We just want Nicole. We just want... Oh, okay.
So you don't like Nikki?
No.
Okay, you don't like Nikki at all?
No.
Okay. Well, I asked the audience, like, hey, do you want Nikki to show? Everybody wanted Nikki to show up and hang out with you. They liked her. They liked her with you.
I think they like seeing me squirm and be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because I was so uncomfortable. Like.
Yes. And it's so funny because Kyle is 6'5". I am 5 feet. And I was making this dude squirm. It was hilarious. It was so funny. And it's funny because whenever Kyle and I ever get together, and he's going to like me because I look really good in person, I'm going
to
play that
way to be modest.
We're never having sex.
Way to be modest.
Never having sex. I'm convinced. It doesn't matter. Like, my thing is, I think you're as attractive as what you pull and the quality and all of that. And it goes into that. But going to that, I'm going to talk about trolling. Like, oh my God. Like, I got trolled for the first time, really. And I found out, you didn't even tell me, but I guess the guy's a fan because he trolled you too. I didn't realize this. And so, you know, the besties brought that to my attention. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? He said he took my picture and put it as his background.
He's a he's fucking blocked and- zero.
He is, but he also took my picture, and we don't follow each other, and said that, you know, when a girl gives you fellatio and looks up at you, like, what the fuck is wrong with this man? Like, he's psycho. Like, I don't get that. Like, who does
he's
that?
He's a corny motherfucker. Ever. I don't even want to give him any attention because...
Oh, my God, though. Like, we won't discuss him, but, like, my thing is, to the ladies, I don't post porn. I don't discuss like sex like that on my timeline. Nicole is on Twitter. Nikki is not. Kyle can attest to that. So to take something innocent as your eyes, not even my mouth was covered, and to degrade me, it felt like a violation. And Kyle, this is what I ask you. If I felt that way with just my eyes being taken and used in a sexual context, what's going on with the women who are posting their breasts and their asses and the twerking? Like, they have to get so much worse than that.
From
you don't
people?
Think?
From trolls?
Yeah. Yeah. They have to, right?
Yeah.
Or you don't think so? Because I was thinking that. I'm like, this was an innocent photo. It was just a picture of my eyes. Swear to God, you guys. It was just my eyes. And he totally took it and made it like I'm giving him head and looking up at him. So, and my mouth was covered with my mask. So for that to be done, what about the people who are showing their bodies? Right. Like, you know, they got to be trolling those
this
girls.
This is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever we post anything onto social media, there's chances that it can go negative. Even it could be the most simple, the most innocent. It could be a picture of me and my grandma. Someone could literally go in a picture and say, your grandma's ugly as shit.
Oh, God.
Because we're opening ourselves up to criticism. We're opening up ourselves to opinions. But that's what we're doing by putting pictures and thoughts into public places. And God, as bad as it was, because, you know, he said some stupid shit, but I didn't really worry about it, because where I'm from, words mean nothing. He's a mm-hmm. pussy. If he was really, he would like, this is my address. Come here.
Right.
But he would never do nothing like that. He's a punk ass.
He really is, but I didn't understand why he would target me.
No, he would target anybody who's going to give him attention. And the thing that he knows, so when he says something to you, all your people is going to be on his ass.
Oh, they attacked him. They did. They, shout out to Turner. Turner killed him. So, yeah, Lala killed him. Kathy killed him. It was a bunch of them that really attacked him. And they all reported him. He was reported multiple times. So hopefully his page gets shut down, because another young lady said he took her image too and made derogatory comments.
What kind of, he's not.
Yeah, he does that. And he only has like 200 followers. So it's like,
if any of your followers follow him, you need to look at them like,
oh,
both of y'all gotta go.
I don't
go.
Think they do.
But you should.
Yeah, I would.
I've seen stuff like that where dudes have posted the worst shit, like they were like implying rape, and then you seen the people that were following them, and I was like,
this is
a who's really? Who of Twitter, and you guys are following someone like this, like, and what are you gonna say? You didn't know?
Oh, that's horrible, Kyle. What? That's horrible, but he is sick. And keep in mind, you know, I blocked him, you know, after all of what he did with the derogatory. What happened was one of my followers or my besties screenshot to let me know he made me his background. You get what I'm saying? Wow. So it was screenshot and sent to me to say, hey, FYI, you know, just so you know. And he was like, hey, and it was a guy. He was like, and I reported him. You know, and then other people, you know, they all reported him. I wanted him reported so it could be taken down. And he's very vulgar. So I think he's sick, but we're not going to share. You know, I agree with you. We don't need to spend more time on that. Yeah, fuck him. But
punk
there's another. I agree, bitch ass nigga. But it was another girl, right? So with it. It was this real fluffy girl, and
what?
He loved the big
real
bitches.
What?
Fluffy,
okay.
Fluffy, yeah, you like big bitches, and so maybe that's why I'm not in your wanna fuck level. And so, like, she had to be a good. She was 5 feet and had to be about a good, I'ma say 350, and you could say I'm fat shaming. Okay, I will. Fine, because she pretty shamed me. How about that? So. She got my picture retweeted and quoted and was like, we get it. You got light eyes or you got colored eyes, right?
Wow.
So, right. And like, keep in mind, her pinned tweet is her fat ass naked laying on a bed.
Wow.
I could have, and it said soft, and I could have retweeted, we get it, you're fat. And I would have gotten slammed for that. But she could come for me. I don't get it. So
okay.
With that, I'm just saying, why couldn't I come for her? Why couldn't I come for her and talk about her? She talked about me. I did not do it, but I'm not going to lie to you. The besties came for her. Lala called her morbidly obese.
See, the thing is, when you're a public figure.
I'm not a public figure. I post food. I'm not Jesus.
I didn't say you was Jesus. I said you was a public figure.
I'm not a public figure. I ain't got no check mark.
Listen, the more popular you get, the bigger your platform gets, the more viewers you get, the more listeners you get to the podcast, you're going to have to move differently. My whole thing, like every time someone would say something about President Obama, he would always take the high road. Michelle would always
I'm a petty
say,
bitch.
We take the high road. I used to dream that President Obama one day would just look at that motherfucker and say, you know where the fuck I'm from? I'm from Chicago, motherfucker. Don't talk to me like that. But he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where he was in life,
right?
You can't do those type of things.
I didn't.
I didn't say you did.
But the besties
I'm just
got
saying,
her. The bestie stung her ass.
Listen,
bad.
I'm not telling you not to ever defend yourself. I'm just saying, choose which words you use.
She's fat. And I don't care what they say. She's fat.
She's fat. She's fat.
And I stand by it. I'm sorry. Not flat. Fat. She's fluffy. That is my new word. If I call you fluffy, that means you fat. She's really fluffy. Okay? So I know how you feel about that BMI stuff, but she is past the They ain't even got no BMI for her.
That BMI chart is the devil.
Right. She's the devil. She's a fluffy devil. And she's a hate-ass devil. And it was funny because they were just tagging her too. So my thing is, don't come for me if I didn't send for you. Because I'm not going to respond. But I got some people that's going to respond. And they not nice like me. They not nice like
heavy hitters.
They are heavy hitters. They are going for your jugular. That is all I'm saying. So I'm not saying anything. I'm trying to go high. What did Michelle Obama say? When they go low, you go high. However, I want to be the one to say, well, you know, what's her name? Melania, whatever the broad name is. She's a porn star. We see her twat and she's first lady, but you want to talk about Michelle Obama. I'm petty like that. I don't really feel all that. Like, really, the first lady now is a slut. So there you go. I said it. I don't care, but they want to talk about Michelle Obama, who is the most educated first lady ever, but they want to say negative things about her, and we're smiling, and we're like, oh, no. Sometimes you want to punch a person in the throat. I'm sorry. You do.
Yes. I agree. I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so I would like
to be wealthy enough one day where I can't be who I am. I would like to be so wealthy one day where I have to go against everything that I am because I have too much to lose. Like right now, I'm not in that position. Like right now, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck right now. Like, fuck it. I go to jail. Mm-hmm. All right. But
I'll bail you out.
If I was ever in a position where I had a lot to lose, that's where I want to get to, where I got to say, you're not even worth it. But yeah, I would probably pay.
But you say you go to jail to meet women. You do go to jail to meet women.
That's just visiting. That's my brother's been to every prison in New Jersey. So I've
don't talk about my boo. Hey, bang bang gang.
Fellas,
gang.
I'm trying to tell y'all, visiting day at any state prison, any county jail. Whew, God in heaven.
That is so funny. Well, I believe you, and I'm sure they're beautiful. But also, I need to tell the listeners, since Kyle is not coming to New Orleans, I'm flying out. I'm actually flying out. And I'm going to go visit Kyle. Not only will I be visiting Kyle while I'm with Kyle, I'll get to see Mikey with the Nike and Venus, which is awesome. So, Kyle, you're going to let me use your kitchen? Because I promised Venus I would make her collard greens. I would make her yams. And I'm going to make her... I'm also going to make a huge roast. And she wants a peach cobbler from scratch.
Why don't you make all this shit at Venus' house? This is the first time I'm hearing about any of this. Like,
what? Wait, no. I asked permission. Now, that's not... Don't go there. I asked permission. I said, hey, when I come stay with you... You know, Venus is going to come down and you say, yeah, she lives 2 hours away. Don't do that.
This is the first time I'm hearing about pot
cooking. This is the first time you're talking about cooking. I've seen your kitchen.
The other time you were talking about now, having sex with Venus in my bed squirting. Was I supposed to take that as true? No,
that won't be happening. The point is that they're coming to visit and you have a pretty good kitchen. I've seen it. And so, yeah, we're going to do that. And then after they leave, like, I'm 5 feet, you're 6'5". Like, we'll cuddle. Like, you look like a little spoon type of guy. I'll be big spoon. We'll cuddle.
Oh my God.
No sex involved. I'll cuddle you. I'll cuddle you until you're handsome.
So Mikey and Venus are coming to dinner at my house that you're going to cook.
Yes, I'm going to cook.
Well, yep. All right. What the fuck? My brother and my sister. And I can't say no to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And is Miss Joy going to come?
That's no problem at all. That's
all right. Yeah. So it's going to be really cool. Like I told you, I'm actually an excellent cook and Venus already has the food that she wants. And don't get me wrong, Kyle. You'll make me breakfast in the morning because I can't make breakfast. So, but I can make a hell of a dinner
this is
and
all,
lunch.
This is all amazing. This is so...
What is amazing? You've always said, I am welcomed in your
yes.
home.
Yes.
What are you trying to be that?
Yes, yes, of course.
Right.
But that will make one hell of a podcast when everybody's here. My God.
Absolutely. And forever, whoever Kyle's little tink tink is, I'm just going to cuddle him. He's going to be little spoon. We're not having sex. So you don't have to worry. His penis is still pure for you.
God.
Do you look like a little spoon guy. Are you a little spoon guy?
I actually don't mind being a little spoon.
Oh,
well, I mean, when you're big in real life all day, it's nice to be, you know.
Yeah, I'll be big spoon. Now, it's going to be funny because I have to be way up there. My feet will be dangling. But because you're way taller than me. Like, wait till you see
I'm not
me.
Wearing
I'm
you
short,
like a
short.
Fucking backpack. I'm not carrying you around nowhere.
But I want to be carried around. I want to just, you know, will you give me a piggyback ride?
Man, what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm playful. Like, you don't have playful friends, like girlfriends who just like... Like, I'm one of those people who just like to play around and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know you're down. Sounds great. See, exactly. See, guys? You can have a platonic friend and not share genitals. That's what you can have.
Gentle.
And it's going to be... I'm just saying. You know I love you. I have to make it up to him anyway. I mean, well, we can, you know, since I am the foodie person, what is your favorite food?
Seafood.
Oh, seafood. Yes. Seafood.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Well, I can make an amazing crab bowl, but you may not want that in your house. It's smelly. But I can. I mean, I make amazing seafood. I was raised off the coast. So if you want, you know, my second day, or I can make it the first day, I'll do the seafood. But I definitely got to do the soul food for Ms. V.
Venus
Whatever you want.
Is a lucky woman.
She, of course, but you're a lucky man. I'm in your life too. Like whoever's life I'm in, they're blessed. Don't you think?
Of course. Lucky us.
So there you go. Yeah, lucky. There you go. And I'm going to be blessed because I want everything you made for your brother in that video. I want that. Like, that was amazing. You must have had your food stamps that day. Like,
what?
I was like, damn, Kyle got money.
What the fuck?
No, like, you had steak. You had, like, omelet. Like, you had, like, chopped peppers. I was like, Kyle must have got his EBT card. Like, you were balling.
I'm not entertaining this shit.
Oh, whatever. You are breaking off some chick that's giving you her EBT card. I could just tell. You look like the type of brother that got chicks that give you, you know. Is that, are you that kind of guy? Do women take care of you?
Next question.
Why is it the next question? So really bitches be taking care of you like that?
Next question.
They be paying your bills?
No, fuck
can
no.
They pay some, can they pay mine? Because I got student
the thing,
loans. Can they
the
pay
thing
mine
about
too?
People when they take care of you or they do things mm-hmm. for you, they always expect mm-hmm. something in return.
Well, you give them the dick. What's wrong with that? I don't think
it's
you care.
Just not that. They think that they can have it at their leisure. They think that they are, you're obligated to them because they might have said, hey, I paid your cable bill, so I'm going to come over on Friday. You're like, eh, not over here.
Really?
I have other plans. Then it's like, oh.
Oh, the chick that's paying your rent, right?
I will never let anyone pay for anything for me because they ain't holding that shit over my head. That's like that whole PlayStation talk. I'd be goddamn if a woman ever buys me a video game and say, I'll take it back. Bitch, please. I would never, ever, ever.
Bitch, please. I didn't know you call women a B-word. Look at
that.
Learn something new
I
every
don't,
day.
Because I don't deal with women who would even resort to anything like that. I would never.
But how do you know? You don't know how crazy these hoes are till after you get up in them.
Yeah, you might be right there.
I'm just saying. You got restraining orders. You got all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, so clearly you didn't know they had.
Lust is a powerful emotion, man. You don't see who the real person is until, you know.
Oh, so you think with your dick. Okay.
Of course, in the beginning, yeah, it's like.
Well, why didn't you want to give it to me?
Jesus, next question. Just go.
I'm joking. All right, so you guys, then we're going to take a little break. And when we return, we're going to have Mikey with the Nike explaining the four positions to us.
Oh, God, here we go.
I want to welcome Mikey with the Nike, 45 minutes. Four positions to the pod. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, how are you?
I'm not gonna be able to be in this interview. I'm just gonna laugh.
No,
no.
You're the best interviewer.
Bro, Mikey is so intellectual when talking about the worst possible subjects.
I'm ready to be open. I'm ready to be interviewed. Like, let's full Monty. Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Let me just tell you.
Okay.
Mike will describe beating the shit out of someone so well that you will not even realize that he's talking about pummeling a human. You're like,
well, is he talking about a human or is he talking about beating up the pussy? Because that's what they say now.
Well, I mean,
you beat up the pussy. Listen,
that was only once or twice. Like, if someone, listen, I'm a very nice person. Like, I really try to be the nicest person.
Okay, I believe you. Until
someone steps out of line.
Oh well, you know, my father was a Marine, so.
Oh, okay.
My father was a Marine, so.
Was he really?
Absolutely, he was. Yes.
Oh wow!
And Mike is the uncle who will come to your city to beat up your baby dad for fun. Man. For fun, because when he gets out of line, Mike will say, "I can be there in about an hour. Don't worry."
And you know, this is all from that post, and that was just me being so sarcastic, like. And sometimes I really think people don't get my sarcasm, and I don't know if that's just because
they're stupid. That's why.
Wow.
I was trying not to say that.
Wow, they are stupid.
Because
I agree.
That would be rude. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe that might be it.
The post in question.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah,
Mikey actually made a post about if like your significant other is getting out of line and putting his hands on you, on a woman,
right.
Yeah.
Then he will be there to help you.
Oh,
and there were
so
many guys saying,
and there were a lot of
dudes, "Please let me beat my girl up in peace."
And my God, are you serious?
Yeah, no, it was people put up posts saying their age and like a description of themselves, right? So you had people saying, you have guys saying, you know, 35, muscular build. I'm the guy who would help put together your IKEA furniture.
Okay.
Right? Like, and I was like, okay, so I'm 42 and I'm, you know, medium built, dad bod. But I'm the guy that you would call I'm the uncle that you would call if your boyfriend gets a little handsy. That's what I said. Something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were a little pressed about that.
Why? Because they want to beat women?
Yes. It was men actually capping so that they could put their hands on women, and I was like, this is the hill you want to die on?
Oh, that's bomb shit.
Like, seriously? I mean, you're mad at me because I said that, and honestly, the way it was put, it was like, if you hurt my niece, I wasn't talking about your niece, or I'm talking about my niece.
Right.
So you mad at me because I'm going to beat my niece's boyfriend up? Like, why? Are you my niece's boyfriend?
As you should.
It is some creeps on Twitter, I swear to God. Jesus. Man.
Oh, Mike is like a lightning rod for the creeps, man.
I don't know what it is lately. Yeah, lately they've been kind of coming at my throat. And
really?
I really don't get why sometimes, but...
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday's post was the most innocent, most non-racial, non-racist post ever.
Okay.
Yesterday was the day where they wanted Black people to not spend their money anywhere. They wanted us to show the value of the Black dollar by not spending it.
Right.
Yeah. Mike said, if you do have to spend it, then spend it with Black businesses.
Correct. Smart.
And that was it.
But how do racist people know that Mike said this? I have no idea because they wake up and they must go and say, today's the day when Mikey says something about this. And this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So many people think that pro-Black means anti-white. And that's not the case.
And that's where things always go left. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because Kyle, I mean, you fuck a lot of white women. So you help us. We help bridge the gap. So,
I mean, everybody likes a good Oreo cookie.
Yeah. So I appreciate Kyle for sharing his secret.
How did we get to here?
I'm just saying that your penis isn't racist. And that you share. hair. It's a United Nations dig, and I appreciate you.
How the fuck did you get your hair? We were just talking about being pro-black.
I'm just saying because Kyle said you're pro-black.
Do you see my pain? Do you see what I gotta go through? No, I'm talking about black power. She's like, give it to him in the ass. I'm like, not that power.
Yeah,
there's
a certain amount of power in that.
Well, Mikey, that may be a different conversation. Well, Mikey, I have a question for you, right?
Yes.
So you listen to the podcast, correct?
I do.
Did you listen to the podcast when I pranked Kyle?
I did. And wow, that really? Was gold. That was gold, man.
Okay. Well,
Kyle, that was gold, bro. That was gold.
Okay. Well, you did listen to the entire thing, right?
I did, yes.
Okay. So
it was amazing.
So I was extremely aggressive with Kyle. Yes. And he didn't like it. It turned him off. So do you think men don't like aggressive women? Like, is that a no no?
That is a great question. And here's my answer to that. I really think that men of the idea of an aggressive woman until they actually run into a truly aggressive woman, because I think women can become, and you know, this is a speculation on my part because I'm just a guy and you know, what the fuck do we know? But I think women become aggressive, slightly aggressive during, you know, their ovulation period, which, you know, could be a few days, could be whatever it is. I think women become a little aggressive then. But like when you run into that beast who we all run into, Kyle, you know what I'm talking about. Mm. You run into that one and she is just like, she's ready to go every day. And you're like, I just want to play 2K right now. Like, I'm in a season right now. I'm in a season right now. I'm trying to keep up with the season on television. Like, could I just, you know,
right? So does that know? Like, so if a woman, like, did you see the challenge where you're playing the video game and she drops her tile? So would you?
Yes.
Are you the one to continue to play the game?
I'm the one that, you know what? Okay, so I'm the one that attempted to continue because my woman is one of those who is aggressive, and you know, it was one of those slow onset aggressive. You know, it's like she wasn't that way before, but she is most definitely that way now. And
So you kept playing the game. So she was butt naked and you just kept playing the game.
No, she's never done that.
She takes over.
Now it's like, yeah, it's not a, hey, would you like to, or let's, you know, now it's let's go, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, when I told Kyle to let's go, he was like, let's know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really talks hot shit. But when I was trying to pop it on him, he was like, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, was that, like, is that, like, not cute? Is, like, was that unattractive to be aggressive like that? Like, you know, was it ugly?
I think you threw him off. I really think you threw him off.
There
have been so many other times that you don't come off like that. And right.
Yes.
Like, when you came off like that, even I was like, well, and I told you, I thought I heard the entire thing at first, but I may have skipped the first piece of that podcast and then I had to rewind and go back.
Okay.
But for a second there, I was like, holy shit, is
right.
What the fuck is going on here? I was like, did he not know this?
Right.
And
yeah.
Then I went back.
He was uncomfortable.
And then I went back, and then I realized that she had you, bro. She was.
I was so uncomfortable. I'm still uncomfortable. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. I mean, and I really thought I was giving it to him, and all the guys in my DM was like, I would give it back to you. And so I was just like, wow. Like, Kyle was just like, no. Like, the whole time, he was like, What is going on here? Like, he just was like, sit your ass down. Like, I mean, and I told him spitters were quitters, and he was just like, oh my God.
Ooh.
Like, right. How many times did he say, oh my God? How many times did he say, you know, I'm hanging up?
Wait a second. This is too much.
Like, he was squirming. Like, he literally was squirming. So I was just like, you know, and Kyle has been through a lot of vagina. So I was just like, wow.
Oh my
God. I was like, so I was trying to figure out what was wrong with mine.
You know, listen, Kyle is 6'5". I'm pretty certain that Kyle has had his share, okay? And probably more than his share, because you know the tall guys.
Yeah, he gets
the tall
it.
Tall guys. I've known the tall guys to have been very, you know, fortunate in their
vagina getting. I get
it. You know, yeah.
So Kyle, was it because you get so much vagina that my new vagina wasn't good enough for you? Was that the case?
So Mike, I have a question, Mike. So Mike, my question to you is on Twitter, the best thing that I think I ever saw you post was when you were going to read Shakespeare with your New York accent. You had like a million hits on that shit. I watched that thing. I was in tears, bro. I was in tears. So your accent is the equivalent of being tall, because everyone loves your accent on Twitter. So I think you should just talk for like 2 minutes.
I don't even feel like I have an accent.
What does that have to do with my vagina, Kyle? And you're not taking it?
Oh, well.
Man, we're conducting an interview here.
That's a tough one.
I'm just saying. Okay, continue. He likes to change the subject when he don't like a topic. And I just wanted to call him out on it. Go ahead.
Next
continue.
Subject.
Just continue.
Mike, please answer the question, because yes, your accent is a highlight of
it
Black
is.
Twitter.
It's amazing.
I honestly don't feel like I have an accent. And right now, I think I'm kind of, sometimes I code switch and I do it. I kind of do it, you know, unknowingly. And I think right now I've code switched and I've gone back into work. I'll try to be more my nigga right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I love your voice.
I'll try to be more my nigga right now. And so I'm not really sure. I never really back to the playback video. I do kind of sound, you know, very, very like New York-ish.
Right.
New York-ish.
Right.
Because I told y'all, people in that post, I said, people from New York, I don't think have an accent, but people from Brooklyn, like people, Italian people, that, oh, you know, what's up, my man? You know, like, you want to go get some knishes? You know, like those guys. Like, they have an accent. But I never felt like I did until I listened to them. Vid, I was like, okay, so you do kind of sound like, you know, you're ready to go get a pizza pie.
Your voice is so distinctive. Twitter gave you the voice option a month before they gave it to anyone else. So I kept seeing Mike with voice notes, and no one else had it. And I'm like,
oh wow,
Mikey have it. I got it like a week ago. Mike had it for a cool month before that. And Mike was like just dropping voice notes every now and then. I was like, this motherfucker.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I get on, I say, like, I'll say a sentence or something, and then I'll just erase it. Like, nah, I don't even want to do it. Because I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Like,
but you did get the voice notes a month before everyone else, right? Correct.
I don't know. It wasn't a month.
Kyle's, look at Kyle. But you got him. And so Kyle, you have them too?
I got them now, but I don't even want to.
A lot of people say they don't have it.
I don't have it.
I have it. I've never done one because Mike is like the master of that. Like, I can't even go behind him now because everyone looks for his voice notes.
Yeah,
so I
right.
feel like if I come on there, they're going to be like, what you using Mike's thing for? And I'm like, they gave it to me too.
People not checking for me like that.
I love your voice.
You know who's checking for me? Like, nobody else is checking for me. The trolls are checking for me.
I hate the trolls. But, you know, Mike, we also had a conversation earlier today.
Yes.
And we discussed about sexual partners, right?
Yes.
And Kyle, you don't know this. And actually, Kyle and I hadn't discussed this, but from the time I was 28 to the time I was 34, I was celibate. And then I had sex.
Jesus.
I had sex with one man in my 30s. And I haven't had sex in my 40s. And
she's a motherfucking unicorn.
I promise you.
I swear on everything.
My aunt told me, because my aunt also believes that I should be more sexually active. And she told me this, and I wanted to ask you and Kyle this. She says if you use a condom, it doesn't count. Is that true?
No. No, but it can be argued that it's not good if you use a
condom. Yeah, she said if you use a condom, it doesn't count. They don't go against your numbers. Now, she's a whore, but I just didn't know.
Yo, yeah, I was going to say, you're a wild motherfucker.
Yo, I was, that's a hot tamale right there.
Yeah, so she says it doesn't count. If you use a condom, it doesn't count as a sexual partner. So I want to know if you guys use condoms or, you know, before. So I was going to ask,
your aunt is like gunning them down on the way to the restaurant. Like, that's
right. A fact.
Your aunt is a beautiful person.
She
let
is
me
taking
just tell
no prisoners.
Really? Okay, so I shouldn't just, like, because Kyle explained to me that I could use lambskin because I'm allergic to laser. He's like, well, Nicole, you can use lambskin. So if I put that on, it still would count as a sexual partner, though, if I...
Absolutely, it would. Don't listen to your aunt in this regard. No.
Okay. Because she said it really didn't count.
I've never actually really seen a lambskin condom in...
Neither have I. Neither have I. Like, I see them in... You see him in the drugstore, but like, who's buying? Like,
No. Well, I'm gonna tell you,
Nicole, obviously.
Yeah.
And
hence, that's my son came along. Right. Yeah, so they don't. So, yeah.
So, bang, bang. Yeah.
Yeah, bang, bang, gang, gang. Shout out to Kyle's brother. Yeah.
Oh,
but,
God.
But also, no, he says that. That's why I said that. Also, you and I discussed because I was telling him a story about how. I actually sent Mikey nudes, Kyle.
Magnificent.
Yes, I sent him the same nudes I sent you. And I said, hey, I sent these
to
Kyle.
Bullshit.
Hey, right. And I said, Kyle didn't like these nudes. What do you think about them? I said, because Kyle was talking about the furniture being cheap. And then when I sent the other one, which was actually a friend of mine who told me to send it to Kyle, he was like, why do you hate me?
Yo, but the friend though, Kyle, I don't know, man. Them joints was jointing.
Bro.
Them joints was jointing.
Look, the friend's body kind of threw me off for a second, right? So I was like, hold up. Then I'm looking, I'm like, that ain't fucking Nicole's body. Nicole ain't sending no goddamn news. So I take it back, I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you sending me this bullshit? And the first picture was like an El Salvadorian chick.
Definitely.
Right, and I'm like, you picked the third world. You ain't had a decency to pick an American.
So you a third world sex worker?
America, right? you couldn't pick somebody from America. You had to go all the way there. I'm like, nah, man.
But why would Kyle look at the furniture? Why wouldn't he look at the vagina?
In a brothel.
In a brothel. That's brothel
Kyle,
fucking furniture.
Why must you look at the furniture? Why didn't you look at all the goodies she had?
This is called context clues. But there was a vagina in the picture, though.
Exactly.
There was a vagina in the picture, though. So right. My eyes automatically went to the vagina.
Exactly.
First.
Kyle's went to the furniture.
No.
I wanted to examine the condition of the said vagina. Like,
thank
that
you.
Was the first thing I did.
I wanted to see if it was really Nicole. That's my whole thing is. And I'm looking around and I'm like, ain't no way Nicole got wicker furniture in her fucking house.
No, I do not. I don't.
You definitely don't have wicked friends.
No, I do not. But the thing is, I was trying to give Kyle some nudes. And I'm telling you, Kyle, I'm sure because you and I both discussed this, Mikey. And Kyle, you're included in this. You guys get nudes a lot. Women DM you nudes. And then Mikey told me that sometimes you don't really want all them nudes. Like, some of them are bad nudes. Is that, tell me about that. Or women can know.
I've received some subpar nudes. Yes, I have.
But I know Mike, being the man that he is, and having the vocabulary that he does, he sent back some glowing adjectives to.
Well, what else
that
do you
woman.
Do?
What? You talk about the furniture in the background.
What else do you do?
That's what he does. No, Mikey said
wow.
he doesn't do
That's
that.
That's an amazing armoire you have. That's an amazing armoire. That is definitely mid-century.
Oh my God.
Is definitely mid-century.
See?
And I think the craftsmanship on that is amazing.
Kyle ignores the nudes. So
where
do you
get that?
Mikey, do you at least like the nudes? Because I've told Kyle he needs to like the
I
nudes.
I do. I like them because
you
have
Kyle,
to be
rude.
Okay, listen, you have to be kind to people.
Thank you.
Right? And sometimes you get a subpar nude. And it's like, all right, well, you could have wiped your mirror down. It's you could have moved all of that stuff off your bathroom cabinet before you took the new, you could put it right back. But if you,
right.
you know, like, I had agree. You know, or maybe did your hair, I don't know. I don't know. Listen, far be it from me to criticize anyone else's body. But I mean, right. if the nude is subpar, it's subpar. Come on, let's, all if right. we're going to be,
right. but we're going to keep it above.
If we're going to keep it two Virgils.
Hold on, two Virgils.
You're right, two Virgils.
All right, Nicole, this is it. This is, I have never asked for titties on Tuesday. Okay. I have never asked for ass on hump day or whatever ass Wednesday.
Wagon Wednesday.
All right, I'm gonna tell you why. It's not because I don't enjoy it. It's because they mean nothing unless it's from the person you want them from. If it's from the one you want them from, them motherfuckers are everything. I don't care.
You ain't never lied about that one.
Right. So random titties does nothing for me. If it's titties from her, it's everything. And it doesn't even have to be full titties. It could be a little lingerie. It could be a goddamn tank top. It could be boy shorts. If you send in something from the person I want it from, I'm all in. If yeah. it's from a motherfucker who I don't know, this is the 22nd century. We see titties every day.
I'm gonna take a second to say church to that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm gonna take a second to say church to that.
But Kyle, I sent you nudes and you didn't appreciate them.
You sent me Maria from El Salvador's nudes. I do not want Maria from El Salvador.
Maria's family is still looking for her.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's bad. That's bad. That's bad. Edit that out. That's bad.
Jesus. That's hilarious. No, I sent them best friends dudes too. Now, come on, Mike. You saw best friends dudes were impressive, and if you look, the vibrator was down there. So, like, Kyle didn't even appreciate those nudes. He said he texted me back, "Why do you hate me?" That is exactly what he said.
Because I knew it wasn't you, and I a random friend's nude. I don't even know her. They do nothing for me.
But you're like, supposed to.
I have porn on my phone.
But her things were stinging, though. I gotta say, in that picture, yo, Kyle, in that picture, was she in a bathtub or something?
Nah, she was on her bed. She was on her bed.
Whew.
Red Boom, she was nice. I'm not gonna lie, but what I'm saying,
exactly.
I need look when you have y'all. I'm just gonna just fall into this trap that y'all want me to. When you've been with as many women as I have, I need some pain.
I know, baby. Go ahead, Kyle. Tell it. Say
you fuck as many whores as I have.
Yes.
Thank you,
air it
God.
Out, sir.
Thank
I'm
God.
Hanging up. I'm
testify,
hanging
sir. No. Please testify
Thank
for
God.
Us, sir.
Finally.
I need more than just some titty. I need mental stimulation. I need a conversation. I need to see what's going on because I just can't get. Titties ain't gonna do it for me anymore.
Right, okay. Bitch. Can you read a paragraph out loud? Let's
okay.
go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. I got it. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. Mikey, I'm gonna resend the nude. Go ahead and record some Shakespeare and I'm gonna attach that shit and send it to Kyle.
Mike has 700,000 likes on that shit. I said, what the fuck? Mike really has a platform where he could just read in his
no.
New York accent and come up. I'm like,
oh,
no.
He got his own lane. He has his own lane that
no one
else
he
in the world
has.
Has.
Voice. You do. You have a voice for the pod. I love
Ooh.
It. Yeah. Ooh.
I don't mind having a voice for the pod.
Good. You're making
Let
join
me tell
us.
You, hold on, Mike. There is some bad things that comes along with having a great voice for the pod.
What?
Your DMs are going to be flooded.
Is that right?
Is yours flooded, Kyle?
Yes.
Well, mine is not flooded. Why am I not capitalizing on this?
Because y'all lying. Because Dana's lying. Because you're lying.
I don't.
Y'all just won't tell the truth.
Dana's definitely lying.
Yeah,
she's
Dana's
definitely
lying.
Dana.
I just get food.
Oh,
swear.
My God. Dana's lying. I'm telling you right now.
Right. Dana, I know Listen, she's lying. Yeah.
Every time Dana posts a provocative picture, I'm like, Jesus. Like, I send the most random provocative gifts I could find because I'm like, God damn, no one has better titties than Dana does.
Nobody.
And then Dana says, 4 guys DM'd me this whole year. I'm like,
you're a liar. And you know what? And you know what? Dana start pulling out dimples. It's over. It's over. Boom. That's it. Boom. It's over. That's all
right. Well, okay, Mikey. Also, what we need to discuss that Kyle doesn't understand: marriage. I've been married. You as well. And what I've tried to explain.
I should have brought my bottle out to this car.
Right. So what I was trying to explain to Kyle, because Kyle does look at me as, you know, angelic. When I don't know if Kyle listened to the last pod, because the last pod I told everybody I got peed on, and what I was trying. Yeah, I did. And I beat a bitch's ass. But the thing is, when you've been married, it gets old. And so you have to do other things to spice it up. You know?
Yeah. It kind of gets mechanical after a while.
Right. And see, Kyle just gets a new bitch. But when you're married, you got to keep the bitch you got. And so
you got to recycle the bitch.
Yeah, you got to recycle the bitch and make the, you know, you got to make, I mean, as a woman, you got to make the pussy move. You know what I'm saying?
I'm totally not letting her listen to this.
Yeah, don't let her listen. Don't let her listen to this one. But like, so you end up doing some off the wall shit just to be like, hey, you know.
We doing some different shit tonight.
Yeah, we doing some different shit tonight. So. Could you please tell us one thing you've done to spice it up?
Okay. I think I told you about this earlier. My wife is like medium brown, and she has like long, like got on wavy hair. So if you saw her in the street, you would probably mistake her for being like Dominican.
Right.
So I have a name for her, which you might think is a Dominican name, Yesenia. So if it's about to go down, sometimes I call her Yesenia.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I call her Yesenia. Some music saved on my phone. Some music, some like Cornerstone music is what we would call it. In the Bronx, Cornerstone music. It's like a Dominican song. It's a really, really fast paced beat, whatever. And she was like dancing like salsa to it. Mm-hmm. And I was chiding her, and I was calling her Yesenia.
Oh, wow. See?
Months ago. It was just a little clip, but yeah. So I basically aired that out on Twitter. So.
Oh, wow. See? Okay,
and she doesn't know that, so.
Oh, okay. She doesn't know that, so she can't hear this episode.
Again, I'm never going to let her listen to this episode.
Okay, wow. Well, I'm just saying, like, so when Kyle realizes, like, I've done a lot of things because you have to make your vagina different. And speaking of vagina, because Kyle was tripping about this waxing situation, now I got to go. Like, does it matter? Like, is it waxing or no waxing? Or do you like a landing strip, guys? What is the preference?
Well, you want to go first, Kyle? Because I have a really simple answer.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not eating at everybody's house, so I don't really give a fuck, really.
Oh, that's a fact, too. Yeah. Everybody don't get that.
Right, but, okay, you're not eating at everybody's house, but what does the house need to have a welcome mat?
That's a good one. A welcome mat.
I mean, I'm just saying. Or do you want a bearskin rug? What do you want, Kyle? What do you like for the women to know?
As long as it's neat, I'm happy.
Okay.
If it looks like goddamn the abominable snowman or the fucking Loch Ness monster or Bigfoot, then no, I don't want hair every goddamn where. But if it's neat and landing strip, no hair, whatever. As long as I'm fucking really, I don't.
I'm gonna have to agree with that. I'm definitely gonna have to agree with that. I don't mind a little bit of fur. My preference would be, if it's, but not like second day after you shave low, because it's uncomfortable on the face.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts.
Well, really? Oh, well, let me.
He never misses.
Well, let me share. I'm about to overshare. When I was married, my husband had a rule, and I had to go get waxed every 2 weeks. And if I didn't, he wouldn't do it. He hated hair. He hated hair on him. He hated hair on me. There is no hair allowed. The only place you could have hair is on top of your head. Swear. Ooh,
you picked the worst men in the fucking world. Like, wow.
Well, I'd rather him. well, make me no, be wait. Hairless and, you know.
He had a preference.
Yeah.
He had a preference.
Yeah. And
a preference is one thing, but he was taking it to the extent of, I'm not going to rip. Like,
right. He wouldn't.
I might prefer you not to have hair, but if you come with some, I'm ripping anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Like,
he wouldn't. Yeah. Right? Yeah. What's the difference
between preference and weird?
Yeah.
And,
he wanted a
hairless. And who the fuck is he? Lance Armstrong? Why is he waxing himself?
Yeah.
What
the fuck? Well,
no, he's trying to be aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, seriously. No hair. He had no hair.
Is he a championship swimmer?
I'm going to be honest. Like, most
fucking
of the,
Michael Phelps.
The last two men I've been with have been hairless. So they men do that too. Men don't. Some, a lot of men prefer it. It makes your penis look bigger if you don't have any hair.
It does.
Your dick look bigger, Kyle.
All right, but are you finding these motherfuckers at? Like, where are you going to find hairless men? Like, are you
okay, full disclosure, I've done that.
Thank you. And Kyle, you don't
full
do
disclosure.
That. You
I'm not to the wax, not to the
but
point.
You
of
shaved,
wax,
but right?
Yes, full disclosure.
Yeah.
Listen, every man has shaved.
And I'm hiding
before.
My face right now. I'm hiding my
and
face.
And I apologize. It wasn't every 2 weeks, but it was like every 3 weeks or something like that. It couldn't be hairy. It couldn't have hair at all. He was okay with it being raised. But a regular man
is still ripping.
A regular That's man is still absolute. Ripping. Okay. But Kyle, you've never taken all the hair off?
Of me?
Yeah.
I have shaved, but I don't like it when it grows back. Cause you look weird as fuck trying to scratch in public when the hair is coming back.
That's a fact.
And then you trying to scratch on the low without them noticing, which makes them notice it more. So you're trying to like use your elbow and shit or object.
Your elbow can reach your dick? Okay.
The pocket pull. The pocket pull. You know what
I
mean? Like,
right.
Call it. And it's not trying to reach around and yeah.
Oh,
exactly. So no, I'm not a fan of the grow back period. So that's why I tend not to shave.
Lord, your women got hair all in their teeth. Jesus. But I'm just saying, you got a manscape though, Kyle. Hopefully you're manscaping down there for your
No, I'm not.
Oh my God! He just doesn't give a fuck about these bitches.
Listen, Kyle is a dragon slayer. He doesn't give a fuck.
Clearly.
He's coming in and clearing the field, all right?
Clearly, he does
He's
not
coming
care.
In clearing the field.
Dude, I hate
no prisoners.
Oh my God, Kyle, when I come visit, I'm going to trim you up, okay? You'll love it. I'll trim you up.
Ooh, all right, hold on. So,
is she going to bring the bevel kit?
Before we go, right? So Mike says, everyone has met that one beast. I have met that one beast, and let me tell you, it was the worst time of my fucking life. This woman, everyone wants a nympho until you really meet a nympho, and then it is.
Oh my God, say
worst.
That twice. Please say that twice.
Bro, everyone wants a nympho until you meet a real nympho. Not one who likes sex, but one who needs it.
Yeah.
I was with this woman. And she was literally killing me. My family and friends thought I was on like crack or heroin. They was like, bro, you look like shit. I said, I can't sleep.
You need a nap.
Woman, right? She's everywhere all the time. Yeah. Like, she's always touching me. So, yes, Mike is 100% right. And those type of people need fucking help. Like, I know you listening to this shit. You need to go see somebody because no man... No man can put up with that shit because you got some fucking shit with you, woman, and you know who I'm talking to. So I just had to get that off my chest because
And she gonna come right back to your house and get some right now.
Shit,
she gonna listen to that podcast and go ride that pony.
Listen, I broke up with her like this. I said, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't do this shit anymore. Like I just can't. I can't.
I gotta go to work.
Right?
Are you serious? You broke up with a woman because she wanted too much sex.
Yes.
Okay.
Like
okay, wait. Can I ask a question? I have a
please.
And this is a question to you, Nicole. Like how many times a week you were married. So you
right.
So this is an appropriate for you. Right. How many times a week? Because basically, you know, if we don't look at this the right way, the woman is generally in control of the sex for the most part, mm-hmm. right? Like
right.
guys can
right.
record whatever they want, but women are generally right. in control of sex. How many times a week is appropriate or not appropriate? That's appropriate is whatever. But how many times a week would you request
that I would have sex? I would have sex whenever he wanted. I mean, like, I'm not.
Oh, so you gave him the control.
Yes, my man is in control of that. So if he wants it, whenever he wants it, he can get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the rule.
Did you ever have the urge to have sex? Like, and then what would you do?
Send him a text? I mean, no, like, I mean, we worked different schedules, but, like, he didn't like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, the men I date don't like sex. Men date me for a reason. Most men who are with me appreciate the fact that I haven't had a lot of dick in me, and they appreciate the fact that I'm very submissive sexually, and that I'm not going to be that person. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking unicorn, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and so...
So basically, you like eating ass. That's what you just said?
No, I don't.
Where did we get... Where did the goose come from?
I guess Kyle's trying to do a me on me, but they don't...
No, because she said I'm very submissive and I do whatever he asks. And I'm like,
I tell you? I'll tell you guys something really. I was down for a threesome, right? And every guy...
Took a turn.
Every guy has said no. They said, what? Yeah, every guy, I swear to God. They're all like, no, we're not doing that.
Okay, hold on. You were going to entertain another woman?
Yeah. You must not listen to the podcast. Yeah.
I love this.
I was cool with it. And they were all like, no, we're not doing that. You're a respectable lady. I'm not sharing my wife. That's what whores do. And we're not doing that. You're not a whore. And that's what I get. Like,
You know what I get from that? A lot of guys, I guess these guys, they had great strength and fortitude because I am not that disciplined. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
I would have fucked it all up. Because, I mean, generally they say that the threesome really is the relationship killer. I've heard that 100 times.
And that's what they say. But, you know, my thing is, they, you know, a lot of them went ahead and cheated with whores. So I'm just like, what is the big deal? Like, why couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, you know, but you're still going and cheating. But my dad, I told you, Mikey, my dad says nothing wrong with a little cheat. But, you know.
It's healthy.
But, like, I'm just saying. So every man I've had are like, no, we're not doing this. And that's, and plus I'm past that now, but like beforehand, you know, when you're married, I was like, do we want to do that? And just like, no. And then my ex, he didn't even want to go to the strip clubs. Like, I liked the strip club, but he wouldn't even let me go with him. He cheated a lot. He probably wouldn't fuck the strippers. And so it's like,
he didn't want you to run into any of it.
Right. Exactly. But I feel like men pigeonhole women too. Like, they're like, okay, you're innocent. You know, just, you know, lay down, lay on your back. Like, it's just that way.
I don't want no pillow princess. I also don't need hyper aggressive, you know.
I'm not aggressive, but, you know.
All right, look, I don't think y'all believe that I'm going to take this approach, but I'm with the weird niggas on this one because I'm not doing a threesome with my wife. Like, no. I'll do it with two randoms. I'll do it with two friends. I'm not doing it with my lady because me knowing me, I don't know the rules of a threesome. I don't know how much attention to give the other woman. I don't know to like go 100% or.
Yeah, I don't know how to unpack that either. I would be so nervous.
I would be like, because I would think my girl be looking at me like, if you enjoy this shit too much, I'm going to stab your ass. So I'm more of the type to be like, I ain't bringing that shit into my house. Not my old lady. This ain't shit I do with my old lady. But if two friends want to have fun,
that's different.
Party. Yeah, but I'm not doing it with my girl just because.
Yeah. That's I dated a chick once who liked girls, and saw other girls, but wasn't down for the threesome. Into letting me participate. And as a dude, you know, you like, you know, a girl tells you, I like girls, you know, I date girls too. You're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm with that. That's all good. And then you find out later on, it's like, no, not together, nigga. No, not with you.
Selfish.
That's and I was selfish. Like, wow, that's some really, really selfish that shit right selfish. There. How I the
agree.
Fuck?
I agree.
But I agree. If I'm going to tell her to listen to this, and if she's, and if you're listening to this, and her name is Diane, I'm going to call her ass out. If you're listening to this, Diane, That was some really selfish shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Diane.
Yeah. And I really feel Diane. Like that. Fuck you, Diane.
Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, I mean, I just felt like in the marriage, it was, you know, it was a bad turn. And I, again, that was closer towards the, when I was going to file for divorce, I was really trying to save it, which is a bad idea. I truly believe I regret, you know, even offering it now, but like, I was like, okay, do if, you know, cause clearly he wanted me to go to the sex club and you know what I'm saying? And you saw what happened there, Mikey.
Yeah, so, man. Like,
yeah, you know, so I was like, okay, we could try to loosen up, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, absolutely not. Every man I get with or, you know, they put me up and like, no, you know, I can fuck whores. I married you or I decided to be in a relationship with you. And I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with that. But it's
so
like,
so you want to scream, slut me out, but they want to keep you on a pedestal.
I can't say slut me out. They don't like that. You're like, look, okay, they're more like you. Like, you see how when I was aggressive with you and you're like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? Stop it. Like, that's how they are. They don't like that. The men that I...
Because you can't be Gidget the Nun for two straight years and then come home and now you're fucking Grace Jones.
You're Superhead.
Strange. I'm not your Superhead. Like, nah. Who is this?
Superhead putting Mr. Marcus down in 2 minutes.
Exactly. But the thing is, it's not like Kyle likes me. He's attracted to me. And so if I was just one of those random whores, you know, he would have been like, all right, maybe.
I
you
love
know,
let's whores. Get
it. Yeah, he loves whores.
Obviously.
But
I love whores and peanut M&Ms.
Right. And Reese's Pieces. And Reese's Pieces. But
I love that. I love that analogy.
Yeah, but when it comes down to me, Kyle has, you know, he has that whole Madonna thing, like the whole sweet, innocent Nicole. And like, I think even if I was like, hey, Kyle, it's time, Kyle would be like, no, let's go pray. Like, I get that.
He's gonna until go I'm pray. Fucking you on your ass, then you can be like, what? Wait,
whoa,
hell?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He switched
we
that,
went
you
right
know?
To the butt play.
Yeah, like,
we went right to the booty play. Kyle, okay.
Because, Mike, look, why Nicole was sitting up here selling a persona that she's not. So don't sit up here. You are Gidget the Nun. You be Gidget. Okay. That's your lane.
But
Mike's lane is reading Shakespeare in his New York accent with millions of followers.
Okay.
My lane on this damn show is somehow being a whore. I don't even know how. That's not me.
You're 6'5", dude.
Yeah,
you're 6'5".
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Okay, Kyle. I'm not ganging up on you, but right. You're 6'5", okay?
Exactly.
I know about you tall niggas, but I've been playing ball my entire life. Okay? I've been playing basketball my entire life. I know about you tall dudes. I've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
You take all the bronze. That's just how that works. We get the you know, the leftovers.
Right.
You get all the bronze.
I can't. I'm gonna make Mike's tweet where he read the Shakespeare, my pinned tweet, and I'm going to tell these women, if you want to get the mic, you got to go through me. If you want to holler at Mike, if you want Mike to read you a bedtime story, it's going to cost a little bit of that ass. That's what I'm going to tell him from now on.
So you're the anal guy? Like, is that what you mean?
No,
like vagina?
No, it's not literal. It's a figure of speech. Like, no, I don't really mean your ass.
Well, you said you were going to get in my ass a minute ago, right? Because me and Mikey both were like, whoa.
Look, that was just for shock therapy because you're really not about this life. That's what I'm saying. You're really not about this life.
See, Mikey, that's how I get treated. I get put in this hole. Like, you know, this little virgin girl hole. And, like, maybe I want to be a bad girl.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
You had one dick. You're in the whole 30s. None
yeah,
in your
that is
40s.
True. That's correct. Right. That's correct.
So basically, Nicole, you have cleansed yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes.
So what he's saying to you is you have cleansed yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. So he does not want you to become soiled again by
boom.
Him and his his reprehensible ways.
Lord. Okay.
However, having had this conversation, mm-hmm. we know, and actually listening to the last podcast, we know that you definitely have a streak.
Absolutely.
So, Kyle, I think the ball is kind of back in your court. Like, bro, like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm hanging up, man.
Like, okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to gang up.
Mike, I'm not trying to get blocked. Kyle nuts in a bitch and blocks her right after. Like, I'm not trying
Kyle.
To do that. He blocks bitches. Kyle, like, thanks for the ass. Blocked.
There's always a reason. Listen, there's always a reason why people get blocked. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, because he fucked them. That's why.
Motherfuckers don't get blocked just because they had on a blue shirt. No, it's never
like that. I like blue shirts.
They got, right? Mikey.
Blue's
Mikey,
my favorite color.
No, Mikey, they got blocked because they got the cock. He needs to stop. There you go. You get, well, I'm just telling you, get Kyle's penis, you get blocked. That's all I'm saying.
This podcast is so much fun.
Oh my God. I'm just saying, but no, we went way over the time. I hope my audio is good.
Oh my God.
We definitely got to get you back. Like, this is, I love the whole, you know, relationship. So I think that is so cool. You know, and I truly appreciate you coming on and speaking with us. And I love your voice. Absolutely.
Oh.
I do.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I always show up for my friends. So,
oh, I appreciate
anytime.
You.
Anytime.
Bro, love. Bro, love.
It's all love, bro. You already know.
So, all right. Well, till next time, Mikey.
All right, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, Kyle. That was fun.
Man, Mike brings great energy and vocabulary words. We might need a thesaurus to look up some of those words that Mikey was using.
I know. And, you know, I talked to him like earlier today. You know, I talked to everyone. He was like, hey, I could become part of the pod. And I was thinking, like, really? And then I was like, he's really cool. So, I mean,
fam right there. He's the best.
Yeah. I mean, I could do two guys, not one cup. I don't know if you he is so cool.
Yeah, you're so nasty. Where the fuck did that come from?
No, yeah. Like, do you remember that back in the day? It was two girls.
God, it gave me nightmares, man.
Like, I never watched it. I never, but I heard it.
Don't ever
watch
my God.
It.
I saw like 2 seconds of it and it fucked me up for life.
Really? Really? Oh God! Oh, well. I mean,
please don't ever be that curious.
Oh no! I won't. Come on now, Kyle. That had to be what, over 10 years ago. So yeah, no.
Way longer than that.
Really? Okay. Well, no, I won't. I won't ever watch it. I promise. But they said it was pretty gross, like with fluids or something. So I was like,
I saw 2 seconds of it, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Really? But I am really shocked. I found out something new. So you used to date an info. Imagine that. Like, wow.
Man, and look, she was beautiful, nice, sweet girl. I hate her guts. I really do.
Just because she wanted to have sex, though, why would that make her a bad person?
You don't understand. Like, you've never been around an info, because
no.
If you have,
no,
they need help. Like,
and your penis is the one that's supposed to help them. I guess. So because you're 6'5", you get a lot of vagina. Is just because you're just that tall?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, that's what he said. He's like,
tall might get you in the door, but you're going to need more than that to get you some draws. Like, so it's going to be, you might have to have a little bit of a personality. You might have to have a little bit of a, you know, you can't just say, hey, I'm tall. And they go like, oh, yeah, great. Like,
yeah,
no.
I've never been with a guy that tall ever. Like, but I'm so short. It's not a big deal. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody's tall to me. So, you know.
Yeah, my daughter's mom is shorter than you. That's what's crazy.
Wow. Like, that is crazy. Like, how'd you even see her? I'm just saying, you're way up in the clouds and she's down here in the ground with me. So
she used to be bad. She used to be bad.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure you have beautiful, beautiful kids. So it doesn't matter. Like, and shout out to your daughter. It was her birthday. Yay.
So, yay, kid.
Yeah. Like, she did a photo shoot.
Yeah, she did a photo shoot. She did a photo shoot for her birthday. It was nice.
Did she model?
Oh, no, let me tell you. And it's
What's the problem? I mean, what? She's beautiful. Both of them are beautiful.
She's beautiful, but you know, I see her as a little girl. I see her as my little baby.
Right.
I see her but now she's, you know, she got 1 year left of school. She's about to be out in the world doing her thing. And it's hard for me to look at her in that light. I still see my 4-year-old kid who went and finished her juice box. Like, that's my baby. So, but now I got to accept that, you know,
baby's
growing up and she's a woman. So.
Is she the one with the massage oil?
No. No, it was the other motherfucker. The other one. Fucking massage. fuck.
Maybe it was for her. Think positive. Stop it. Like,
no.
It's so different when you have a son. Like, I don't care what he does. Like, you know, I just, you know, we have very different parenting styles. You're much stricter than that. Like, I don't really care about the drinking. Let me know if you're going to start having sex. Let me know these things. And because I don't want my son to ever get in trouble and say, my mom's going to kill me. I always want him to get, you know, if he ever gets in trouble, I want him to think, I got to call my mom. Like,
That's one thing about me and them is that our relationship is amazing. Like, they feel like they can tell me anything, but it's always been that way. And they think that if it's both of them combined, they have a fighting chance against me. So they always in unison, they always together. So my kids can be as honest as they want because they feel like it's both of them. They'll outvote me, they'll overpower me, whatever. So I really appreciate the relationship that we have.
And they were raised together because I could tell, you know, clearly I know you outside of Twitter. So they were very close. Like, they grew up very close and they're close in age or you're apart. So that's really awesome, Kyle. Like, you know, that's great because some people aren't like that. You know, because when it's a dad, you know how people are. They try to keep men from their kids. I've seen that all the time. So that's a blessing.
I was so fortunate that my two children's mothers, they was the complete opposite. Like, even if we didn't get along all the time, they made sure that my kids were together. So
that's awesome.
For the longest time, my kids were the only child for both of them.
Your mark. Look at daddy. They
didn't want to have a kid ever again. They were like, fuck you. So my kids have always been together. They've always been with me, and it's just good. It's just great. We just have a great relationship. So I feel so lucky to have them two bastards.
But don't call the kids back. Jesus. That's so crazy. But she looked absolutely stunning and she's so pretty. But you make pretty babies. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'm not mean. You always trying to put it out there like I'm bad. You know, I'm a good friend. So
you are. You're quite good.
I try. But Mikey was, oh my God, he was freaking amazing, Kyle. Like, I love his voice. Like, when I, you know, talked to him today, and I was like, oh my God. Like, he's got a nice voice.
Better voice, Mikey or Dana?
Mikey? Hello? Like, what do you mean? Like, Mikey? Like, what are you talking
about? I would love to see Mikey and Dana read shit back and forth to each other.
So what's it gonna go? Like, Dana was like, you know, where for out there, Romeo? Like, what? Like, come on, don't pretend like she's, come on. And then
that
he uses
Southern twang is beautiful. And then, Southern twang is beautiful.
And then he's like, yo, what for out the window? Like, what do you mean? No, I don't want to hear that.
I'm paying money to watch Dana and Mike just read shit back and forth to each other. I'm sitting there.
I love Dana, and she is an amazing woman. She's a beautiful woman. She's a smart woman. But, you know, hey, 30 minutes porn.
Listen,
a week did begin.
Listen, the Cheating Vegan Podcast has to have Dana and Venus and Nicole. But you have to happily be in the same room. Like, that would make that show.
And we are planning. Well, can I be honest with you, Kyle? Like, I live 3 hours away from Dana. So I am planning to see her soon. But I will see Venus when I come see you. So it'll be hard. But the thing is, you know the rule. Because we did set up to have the girls only show. But I couldn't deliver because you hadn't given me the dick. What am I supposed to do? Oh. I mean, I made a promise to the audience, you know, to our listeners that after, that's
no
when
one,
I would do it.
No one cares about me. Like, why do you
but they
do
care,
that?
But they care about me. And,
right.
And, you know, and they care about the penis that you would be giving me. So, you know, for us to discuss it, like, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I wonder, like, both of us are single. What's going to happen when we get in relationships? You know, they're going to be pissed because, you know, I'm going to talk about it. And
I don't, I don't think that they would be threatened by either one of us because, like, I would like to meet your significant other, just like, and say, dog, you have a really lovely woman. You obviously know that. I've never touched a woman. It's
He's if
just
he listened to
jokes.
the if he listened to the podcast. No, that's not what I meant, Kyle. Like, but me telling you what he and I have done on the pod. That's what I mean. Like, I don't think you'd be pleased with me telling you our business and the listeners our business
I
on the
would hope
pod.
that you wouldn't. I
Yeah,
would
I
hope that you...
would. Yeah, I would. I mean,
Great.
I just told them I have, fibroids and I gotta have a procedure. Like,
That was heavy.
I
That was
leave it on the
heavy.
pod. I leave it on the pod. You get what I'm saying? Like,
That was so heavy.
that's the thing about the podcast. They want to know us, and I give them all of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I truly share my life with them. Like, again, somebody peed on me. That sucked, but I shared it with them. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, but don't forget, you got one job for the next podcast.
What is it?
We just need a good story.
A good story. Well, if you give me the dick, I can give a great story.
Hey guys, thanks for coming. Thanks for
Hey, that's the end of
coming.
the show. God bless. See you on Twitter. Say bye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.